I am lying, you've been waiting for your chance. Cry your fear to the man. You're the master of your own destiny. So give and take the best that you can.
Gotta love that guitar solo. Nice guitar work there. Triumph. All right, we're back. Truth Hurts Radio. This is Charles Giuliani, and we still have Rita on the phone. You wanted to finish up, Rita, what you were saying
break? I'm not the first one to bring this up, but you don't hear any of the talk show hosts say this, but a couple of guys called up, I think it was Michael, you know, the other day, and you know, they had, you know, a really convincing argument about... Well, you know, this guy Ted Pike, you know, he maybe he's one of them because, I mean, it's like, you know, he's just kind of like playing this game, you know, along with them, saying he's not with them. But it's like these people, like, they're all kind of like the same sort of hypocrites, and they kind of get around by never defining these whole concepts, you know, like Zionist, you know, or, you know, I mean, I closed the National Bank of Holland.
Well, that's why we have you here, Rita, so you can keep us in mind.
I mean, because, like, you know, some of us can, you know, define our certain inalienable rights, and then, you know, that kind of puts gives us, like, this edge, you know. And so these people are just kind of, like, all in this whole kind of, like, mess. Because they don't really ever define the concepts, you know.
Have you heard of this?
Concepts that they're arguing about, they never define what they're talking about.
Have you heard of the story? I guess it was on CNN about some parents disciplining their kids by putting them in a cage and keeping them on a leash.
Yuck. No,
I think I'm going to try that. Especially my 13-year-old. He's getting in that rebellious stage. I'm going to put a leash on him. What do you think? Toss him a few bones in the back there.
I wouldn't really think that's a good idea. But
I wonder if a litter box would work.
No, but I think that what we've got, you know, if we have a cult, if we have just one kind of set of people, you know, they've got gatekeepers and they put gatekeepers on themselves. You know, about the way they, you know, structure how people think about things, you know, and sort of getting to the, before people get to the solutions, you know, they'll start a big argument and not tell anyone.
But we're not supposed to think. That's why we got to take our Prozac, Rita. We're just fine. We just put our minds in neutral and just ease our way through life.
I don't think. I don't take any Prozac. I'm just sort of like,
I'm on Prozac and I'm just fine.
Yeah, no, I'm the person they're worried about because I don't even take the any meds that people want me to take. You know, I know how to medicate myself from the health food store, and I do okay, you know.
Ah, you're into the health food scene. Well, that's good. Better enjoy it while you can because the FDA is going to regulate it.
You know, just herbs here and there a little bit, but not too much, you know.
Enjoy it while you can. The FDA is going to regulate that stuff right off the shelves. Anyway, anything more, Rita? We got another caller waiting on the line.
Oh, you get to the next one there, Charles. Have a good one.
All right. As always, thank you. Appreciate your calls. I look forward to them all the time. All right. We got Mike from Texas on the line next. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, actually, Mike, hold with us. We got a break, and we'll talk to you on the other side, man.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio on this bright and sunny afternoon. At least it is here in New England, anyways, for a change. We're back with Mike from Texas. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yes, thank you. Did you happen to catch the Republican debate last night?
Actually, no. I really get my news from the Internet. I almost never watch TV. So fill
me
in.
I just turned it on and, you know, watched it for a minute. And the national ID card came up. And, you know, they were asking the candidates how they felt about it. And, of course, McCain is all for it. We need security, the whole spiel. Then they asked Ron Paul, and, of course, you know what his answer was, right? He was definitely not for it.
Good old Ron Paul.
Exactly. So what do they do after that? They totally turn it around and say, well, the national ID card is only going to be used for immigrants. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. Get out of here.
Oh, these guys are unbelievable, man.
Yes, anything just to take attention off of it
until it's already passed and then it's too late.
Exactly. I mean,
that's obvious. What? Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
Did the Pan American Union?
Live.
Did they bring up Pan American Union?
No, I don't believe they did. Like I said, I only caught a few minutes of it. And, you know, once that lie just smacked me in the face, I pretty much got disgusted. I had to turn it off, you know.
Unbelievable.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I just, you know.
I suppose they talked about mandatory implantable microchips and auditing the Federal Reserve. I'm sure, you know, Ron Paul's introduced that bill several times. I'm sure they want to push that through.
Oh, yeah,
Because they're so concerned about it. They're conservatives. Give me a break.
Well, yeah, yeah, so they say, right? But, yeah, I just thought that was pretty unbelievable, and, you know, thought I'd bring that up. Maybe if anybody taped it or, you know, caught that point, I'd love to see that on YouTube or maybe, you know, download a clip because I wasn't able to record it. But, you know, it'd be great to put in a movie later on once they pass it and it's for everybody. And then, you know, you could just show everybody how they blatantly lied to us at that point in time. And also I'd like to, you know, get their
what
take
don't they lie to
exactly
us about?
What they meant.
What don't they lie about? They lie about everything.
Exactly. But, I mean, that was just the most blatant lie I've heard in a while. And, you know, I thought it was pretty crazy. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. And
yeah, thanks for calling.
Haven't caught the show too much, but, you know, you're doing a good job. Sounds interesting. I'll definitely start tuning in.
All right, man. Glad to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. We got... Let's see. We got Jenny. Aha, I think I know this person. Jenny from Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Hi. Hey, Charlie.
How did I guess?
Good to talk to you.
One of my Pal Talk buddies over here.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in and say, yeah, it's today happens to be the 37th annual memorial of Kent State. Today. I just happened to check out the May 4th website.org, and if you don't mind me saying that, sorry, see what your thoughts were on that.
Now, are you talking about that film that just was released? Because that's one of the items I'm going to be covering. Was on CNN the other night, that somebody had this film they were sitting on all these years.
Oh, okay, okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, let me see if I can pull that up here. It's way down my list somewhere. I got a ton of different stories I want to cover today. But where is it? Yeah, here it is right here. This was on CNN yesterday. The name of the article, Kent State Tape, Get Set, Point, Fire. Somebody, some officer can be heard in the background yelling out, get set, ready, fire. So, you know, this was not some spur-of-the-moment thing that was done to curtail some out-of-control rioters. This was a premeditated intimidation game that, I mean, come on, they've been doing this stuff for decades. You go back to the Woodrow Wilson days, the progressive movement. You know, you had demonstrators fighting for their worker rights, and the government just plain open fire on them, just to shut them up, just to send a message. You know, don't protest, keep your mouth quiet, go along with the program, or you're going to get a bullet in the head.
Yeah, so, now I know what Tom Ridge of Homeland Security meant by getting the duct tape, hey? Keeping us silent.
Yeah, exactly. He's a charmer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dual Citizenship himself. Schizophrenic. Well, it only figures, you know, they're schizophrenic politically anyway, so they might as well have dual citizenship. I'm surprised he doesn't have triple citizenship, like with China or something, you know? He's more suitable over there. They'd love him.
No doubt.
Fit right in. But, yeah, that is interesting in fact, this is mainstream media. This is, I'm waiting for CNN now to come out with a story about E. Howard Hunt's son. Why don't we hear anything about that?
Right, right.
That's major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just happened to catch a thing on public television the other night on University of Wisconsin-Madison, their heyday, you know, with the protests and whatnot back then, and they put Madison on the map when it, you know, came to their demonstrations in Madison here. They're pretty out there. Recently, they had a real ID protest against the national ID coming about whenever Homeland decides to make up its mind if it wants to go through with the damn thing or not. But, yeah, I just happened across. I thought, oh, yeah, Kent State. Yep, that was today. 4 dead in Ohio.
Another great day, proud day in American history, huh?
Yeah, it's.
Where's the outrage today, though? Like that, you know?
Right. Where is it? I mean, everybody's, you know, on the Prozac. They're numbed to keep quiet.
But Prozac has done wonders for me, Jen. Let me recommend it to you. Everything will feel so good. Nothing will bother you.
Yeah, hey? It's pretty...
You know, it makes me think of what Bertrand Russell said in his, was it 1953 book, The Impact of Science on Society? A time is coming, he said, in coming decades, where it'll be possible for governments to control their population through advancements in pharmacological products and in propaganda techniques. Well, here we are, Prozac and Fox News. Control. He says it'll be psychologically impossible for people to question their leaders. They will be happy while yet being slaves. They will have their rights taken away, but no one will complain. They will be happy because the government will tell them that they're happy. Well, I hope you're happy, Jen. And if not, just listen to Fox, and they'll tell you you need to be happy. And that our economy's booming. Have you noticed how booming it is?
Yeah, no.
Well, it is booming for certain sectors on Wall Street, of course. But, you know, so you should be happy about that. Anyway, Jen here is one of my buddies on Pal Talk. She is always sending me these hot stories and articles and YouTube videos to watch. It's always keeping me informed. Appreciate that, Jen. Did you get anything else you wanted to share? Or?
No, that's pretty much it. I really appreciate the show.
How's the weather, the weather in Wisconsin? Is it nice and sunny?
Yeah, it's been pretty nice, near the 70s this week,
cool.
So it's about time.
We always get your weather. You guys managed to send it out our way, so that means it's probably going to be nice here the next few days. That's good.
Yeah, after the Harleys are rolling.
After raining nonstop for a whole month.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was getting ready to send a request up to Harp and ask them to send us some nice weather for a change, you know? Geez, at least they could do it.
Yeah, no doubt. But thanks much for the show and doing a hell of a job. It's going real well. Love it.
All right, thanks. We got our mutual buddy Tony on the line next from New York. Tony Nicer? Oh, I think she hung up. You with us, Jen? Nope, I guess she hung up. All right, I guess we got Tony in line. You there, Tone?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. I just read an interesting article about Obama. Barack Obama got a Secret Service detail this early in the race.
Yeah?
Yeah, I find it to be kind of interesting. Just him and Hillary are the only two people with a Secret Service detail.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. And that whole deal with the last caller, yeah, that's disgusting. I agree with the man that called in before, Jen. With the debate last night, it's McCain, even McCain. McCain, he really turned me off.
You caught it, too?
Yeah, I watched it, you know. I thought Ron Paul did well. And it's a shame, you know, that Ron Paul... you know, it's kind of like, everybody rolling their eyes at Ron Paul, you know, when Ron Paul's talking. And McCain himself really, really just trying to be like Bush, you know. He's trying to assure everybody, things aren't going to change with me in office. You know, they're playing the terrorism card and all this stuff.
Oh, Giuliani's big with that one.
Yeah, Giuliani, too.
Came out last week. I don't know if you saw this, but, he said that if the Democrats win, we're going to be hit big.
Yeah, I heard about that. You know, and then they get mad.
Funny how they know this stuff, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. And then they get upset with people like us who are talking about these issues, saying that we're playing on the fears of the people and that we are, emboldening the terrorists by bringing up these issues. Meanwhile, they do the very same thing, and they have no conscience. It's almost as if they forget. Like, how are you going to lie? If you're running for the president and you don't even know what the National ID Act is all about.
Oh, they know. Don't let them kid you. They know. All right, Tone, anything else? You want to stay on the other side?
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about Pal Talk for a second, if that's all right.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Well, honey, I was going to take these natural, harmless herbs for my cold, but I think I'm going to take this deadly neurotoxin that's been banned in 73 countries instead, because I want to help Monsanto stocks. What do you think?
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts with your host here, Charlie Giuliani. We still have Tony on the line from New York, wants to say a few words about one of our favorite hangouts, paltalk.com. Lay it on us, Tony.
Yeah, well, you know, for those that are listening and, you know, you're looking to talk about these issues, get research, do research, share news stories, get news stories from all around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Paltalk.com, you download it, and you get yourself a nickname. Charlie's nickname is Imalac100. My nickname is Tony Nicer. There's other nicknames that you could pick for yourself. You could make one up, and then you look for 9/11 was an inside job room. You have to go into the government section on the social issues and look under human rights, and you have to activate the adult setting for for content. It's another setting you hit.
And just because we like to let our hair down with the neocons.
Yeah, you know, it's like a rated R. It's restricted, you know, 18 and above. And it's a good place to come and talk. It's real easy. It's free to download the program. And last night till 3 o'clock in the morning when I signed off, there was 30 people in the room. And it's like that from, like, about 9 to, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a real...
See, if you're on there, you don't miss our RBN shows because we pipe them right in the room.
Yeah, pipe them right into the room. But it really is a good way for people to meet each other. And we do interviews. We do it all in there, you know. We get it done. We're not just talking. We're about it. People step up to the plate and do what they got to do, share about their activism, talk about what they're doing, what's going on in their cities. It's a real good venue, you know. I just want to let people know about doing
What I like is you got people that come in from all around the world, so you do get a whole different perspective,
yeah.
You know. Something you're not going to get anyplace else, really.
No, that is true.
That's great. I mean, if you want to pay, there's other features you can buy, but it's free. It's a great resource. I mean, we've opened up a lot of people's eyes over the years on there. It's amazing the turnaround. You know, when I first signed on there, it was before 9/11, and I was talking about the New World Order. People called me crazy. Even after 9/11, people said, you're crazy. It was a good 2 or 3 years. In fact, it wasn't until about a year ago in September, right after the Katrina thing, that finally there was this major turnaround, and that's been the case actually across the whole country.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because on 9/11 Blogger, they did a survey, and I'm looking at it right now, and the highest percentage of people that got involved in activism was in 2006. 37% of the people that voted on when they started getting involved with activism, not just questioning 9/11, but actually doing something about it. 37%, that's the highest on the list, is a year ago.
Yeah, people are waking up.
All right, thanks, man. Have a great show, bro.
All right, thanks, Stone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, folks, you know that this is what's going on. People are finally waking out of their comas. I guess they're throwing their Prozac bottles away or something. People are waking up. They're finally realizing. And I guess we do owe a thanks to Bush for that, too. If you call the White House and thank Bush for shooting down the hate bill, hate crime bill, you might want to thank him for his tremendous abuse of power that's waking people up around the country. Thanks for running this country like a dictator, because you're waking people up, you fool. Anyway, let me get back to this story I was talking about 2.5 hours ago there, before 16 breaks ago. The FDA thing. Got to elaborate on this some more. This is very significant here, guys. They want to regulate, you know, herbs, vitamins, juices, to call them drugs. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is unbelievable. I can see it now, you know. People are going to be getting razors out and cutting up their vitamin pills. And can you imagine? Wow, I wonder what the street value of vitamin D is going to be now. This is just unbelievable. Now, understand, you know, I'm sure most of our listeners are aware of this, but let me just elaborate on this a bit, of this cozy little relationship that's been going on between the feds, between these regulatory agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, Center for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, or maybe it's wealth, I don't know. But, you know, you look at things like that scam that went on. This was reported on Salon.com back in June of 2005. Told of how there was a meeting in June of 2000 at a private resort in Georgia. I got to stop right there. When's the last time we heard about government officials and big money bag boys meeting privately at a resort in Georgia? Yeah. 1910, Rockefeller Resort on Jekyll Island, whereat the Federal Reserve Act was drafted up. Well, here we have again, June of 2000, private resort. I wonder if it was the same. No, it actually it wasn't. I don't know where. I'm not sure where this was, but that's not private anymore. Jekyll Island thing is actually open for public tourism now. And the meeting where it was held, it actually has a plaque up above saying birthplace of the Federal Reserve. Interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks. Stick with us here on Truth Hurts Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth. People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, I got your deck. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get on that right away. Yeah, I'm going to call the CIA and see if we can knock off that Chavez. He's getting in my way. Maybe we'll say he's supporting Al-Qaeda again. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he's having a lot of success down there, and it's making us look bad. All right, I got you. I'll call you later. I love being a dictator. Yeah, I'm the decider.
Welcome back, guys. True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, Chavez has been a major target of the Bush administration. I don't know if you guys caught this a few months ago. Bush actually ordered the CIA to beef up efforts down in Venezuela. Not long before that, they were actually making that claim that Chavez is funding Al-Qaeda. Oh, give me a break, folks. Come on. They did this in the Cold War. Demonized any leader they wanted to take out that wasn't playing ball with them, wasn't letting them go in and rape and pillage their country and steal their resources and set up bases and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, if they didn't go along with the program, they wouldn't give in to intimidation. If the CIA couldn't rig an election or something or stage some kind of overthrow, some coup, then they'd simply send the military in. Why? Because they're in league with the Soviet Union, expanding Soviet empire. Whose empire was expanding all during the Cold War? Give me a break. So, you know, here it is now. Chavez, Venezuela has no debt. Do you know what an ideological threat that is to Washington, i.e. Wall Street? So here they are, you know, they want to get this guy out. They want to take him out. He's not a military threat. Of course not. But whatever kind of huckster lie they can come up with, supporting Al-Qaeda, to demonize these people as an excuse to take him out. In coming shows, we're going to be talking about this more, what's going on with Chavez. We're going to be talking about the Cold War, you know, how they lied to us to get us involved in phony wars. And now, of course, the new threat, Al-Qaeda. Terrorism. It's the same old thing over and over and over and over. Involving us during the Cold War, guys, and 60-plus military conflicts, none of which were legal. The Constitution requires that demands that only Congress can declare war. That hasn't happened since World War II, yet we've been involved in over 60 wars, i.e. military conflicts, totally illegally, having nothing to do with containing communism. You know, don't people see that this is the same game? They just changed the name of it. It's now the war on terror instead of the war on communism. It's the same game. And, you know, how can you be warring against communism when systematically we've been implementing every single pillar or plank of the Communist Manifesto? In fact, they're all implemented now. Go through the whole list. Tell me one of them that has not been implemented in this country already. You got your central bank. You got your graduating income tax. You got your gun control laws. Taking away people's rights to property, all kinds of laws to ruin your inheritance. It's, you know, your inheritance tax. Yeah, Karl Marx would be proud. Anyway, coming back to this Federal Reserve thing. I mean, sorry, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration thing. I was talking about the Jekyll Island meeting going back to June of 2000. A bunch of corporate executives from Eli Lilly, Monsanto, a bunch of other big pharmaceutical companies met with heads, leaders in the FDA, CDC, NIH, and the agenda of the meeting was what to do about these major lawsuits that were being filed against these pharmaceutical companies because of thimerosal, which is a mercury-laden preservative put in immunization shots. They were getting sued left and right, multi-million-dollar lawsuits, because as it turns out, many kids were being, and still are, by the way, thimerosal is still being used, kids were being born, or if not born with it, were developing it early in childhood, autism, as a direct result. In fact, from 1995 to 2000 alone, there was about a, 300% increase in reported cases of autism, all directly attributable to thimerosal. Thimerosal was also being used from that time on a heightened level. And then, as it turns out now to date, the latest statistics is 8,000% since 1995. Autism is up at an astonishing rate. And again, it's primarily this mercury-laden neurotoxin. You know, when you get that injected in your arm, it doesn't go through the body's natural filtration process. It doesn't go through your liver. It doesn't go through your kidneys. It goes right through the bloodstream to the brain. So it's like pouring mercury into the brain directly. And so naturally, yeah, kids are getting autism. Another symptom is delayed speech. There's a whole list of different neurological disorders that have been tied in with this. And here they are giving kids immunizations, you know, as infants. Never mind when they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. It's unbelievable. And so I'm just trying to get the point across of this cozy little relationship that we have going on between government and these big pharmaceutical companies. The result of this meeting was not for the government to say, you know, these regulatory agencies to say, hey, look, guys, you've got to stop using Thimerosal. Look what's going on here. The kids are getting sick. Kids are dying, blah, blah, blah. No. The outcome of the meeting was the regulatory agencies told these pharmaceutical companies, oh, don't worry. Yeah, we know that you're suffering a terrible loss of profits here. What we're going to do is we're going to produce a study, release a report stating that Thimerosal is not harmful. And they did. 2 months later, beginning in August of 2000, reported in the national press all around the country, TV news as well as in papers, there were reports that
a new government study shows that far from Thimerosal being harmful to your child's development, it's actually been shown to be beneficial.
Unbelievable. Knowing full well that Thimerosal had been causing an increase in autism and other neurological disorders, the government, these regulatory agencies that you think are there protecting you, we're protecting the interests of the profits of these companies because they invested a lot of money in producing these immunizations with Thimerosal in them, this preservative, mercury-laden preservative. It's astonishing. Not only that, but they also told the pharmaceutical companies another little present they were going to give them. Keep in mind, you know, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, they all get funding from these pharmaceutical companies. Oh, what a surprise. And so they said, we're going to pass legislation that will prevent parents from suing you if their children develop autism or some other disorder related to Thimerosal. And 3 times at least that I know of, this piece of legislation has been up for vote. It hasn't gotten voted in yet. It's been shot down every time, thank heavens. But they are pushing it. You know, give them time. They'll probably get away with it. People are so apathetic in this country. But just look how this operates. Look at this. It's called fascism, folks. Government operating on behalf of big business, regardless of the consequences of the, you know, to the general public. I mean, look at the fiasco of Monsanto with their BGH there, bovine growth hormone. There was some investigative reporters down in Florida working for a local Fox News station. They were doing a major story on this, talking about how it's, you know, highly carcinogenic. They inject cows with this to enable them to produce much more milk in a shorter amount of time. But in the process, of course, people drink the milk with the BGH, and it's been causing cancer. You know, study after study shows that every time they've tested rats with it, they get cancer. In fact, it's been banned all across Europe. European countries will not allow BGH to be sold there, and yet here's the FDA approving it, like aspartame, another deadly poison that's been banned abroad, but, you know, widely welcomed here because, of course, Rumsfeld used to be the CEO of Searle that makes it. So drink down that Fresca, guys. Make sure your kids chew plenty of juicy fruit and any number of 1,500 other products that have that crap in it. But anyway, so what happened with the BGH is these reporters down in Florida, they had this story ready to be aired, and all of a sudden they were going to let them do it, but the local Fox station gets a call from corporate up in New York telling them, nope, can the story. It turns out, of course, that Fox gets funding from Monsanto. Surprise, surprise. So, you know, they were refusing to comply. Then they said, okay, we'll let you air it, but you need to edit it. Well, when they told them what needed to be edited, I mean, the story was basically going to be shot down, even if aired, because, you know, the wind was going to be knocked out of it. The message wasn't going to get across about the dangers of it. So finally, you know, they were still pursuing it. They weren't stopping, so they got fired. So the two reporters sued Fox, and probably a good many of our listeners already know this, but what came out of that is the Florida Supreme Court declared that there's no law. They didn't win the case because the Supreme Court said that there's no law that requires the media to tell you the truth. Unbelievable. And naturally, the FCC had nothing to say on that matter. I guess they get funding from Monsanto, too. Follow the money, guys. That'll tell you how concerned these regulatory agencies are for your health. The truth is, they were funded by the same New World Order trash that's created the UN and a whole lot of other unwholesome, un-American institutions that are designed to bring us into this tyrannical one-world system of government. So naturally, they were never intended from the start to regulate things on behalf of your health. They don't care. There's the government telling senior citizens you can't buy medications over the border up in Canada because they're not regulated like the medications here. Yes, those wonderful regulatory agencies that sell you out to the big corporations and their profits, they're not regulated up there. The truth is, medications up in Canada are cheaper and probably a heck of a lot safer, too. But, you know, there's the government protecting you again from cheaper medications and safer medications. Oh, it's disgusting under the guise of wanting to protect the health of seniors. And now they want to protect your health from juice, vitamins, and other supplements to regulate them as medications. Herbs. Unbelievable. Anyway, enough said on that. Spent enough time on that. But, you know, it's important to understand what lies behind this. Oh, how about this one? Back in the early, mid-90s, I forget, the FDA produced a report stating that far from milk being beneficial for osteoporosis victims, that it actually leaches calcium from the bones. Some of you might have heard this, but milk does have calcium, yes, but milk has a lot of protein. And in order to break down the protein in milk, the body requires calcium. And because there's so much protein in milk, there actually isn't enough calcium in the milk to break down the protein. So when you drink the milk, your body has to call on its reserves of calcium to help break down the protein. So what does it do? It draws from your bones. So far from milk actually contributing to your body's calcium, to the calcium in your bones, it actually leaches calcium. You know, it's interesting. America is has one of the highest rates of osteoporosis in the world, if not the highest, and it's also one of the biggest dairy consumers. Take China, by contrast, which consumes virtually no dairy. Chinese women, as you know, are very petite for the most part. You know, petite women are usually highly suspect for getting osteoporosis, have a high chance of getting it, and yet there's almost no instance of osteoporosis. They don't drink much dairy over there, consume much dairy. Interesting little statistic for you. Anyway, the reason I brought that up, the FDA produced this report documenting all of this, how milk actually does not help osteoporosis. It contributes to it. And guess what? Before the report got released, they get a call from the American Dairy Association, another big funder of the FDA, and that was the end of that report being released. So chalk another one up for the boys at the FDA. Hey, how about this one? Back in the mid-80s, I love this. They had to recall, oh, I forget how many hundreds of tons of beef, because, you know, if it isn't outright corruption, it's just plain incompetence. It turned out that the purple dye that the FDA was using to stamp beef as approved was actually found to be highly carcinogenic. Jeez. Yeah. You know, we would be a lot better off, wouldn't we, without these bureaucracies? Oh, who needs them? Not only are they sucking more money out of our pockets unnecessarily, but far from doing any good, it's not even a neutral thing where they just exist and they're not really helping us, but they're not hurting us. No, they're hurting us. Get rid of them. People say, oh, we can't get rid of the income tax. If we did that, the government couldn't survive. Oh, they could survive, all right, if they budgeted themselves like everybody else has to do and got rid of all of these alphabet agencies that have done us nothing but harm. Get rid of them. Of course they could subsist on a trimmed down budget. Absolutely. Oh, what a mess. What a mess we're in, I'm telling you. Anyway, another great headline for you. Gas prices climb for 14th week straight. Ding, 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 tilt. Yeah, all right. Hey, ExxonMobil loves you guys. Keep filling those tanks. Drive as much as you can. Take your families and go to Disneyland. Drive down to Disneyland. Burn up that gas. Drive up our stocks. Unbelievable. 14th week straight. Oh, and you can bet this trend is going to continue right on into the summer, baby. They're shooting for $3.50, $4 a gallon by the end of the summer. Woo! Yeah! Exxon and all the boys there, the little Rockefeller boys, thank you very much. Be right back, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey guys, we're back for the last segment. I can't believe it. Where's the time go? As always, I haven't even covered the tenth of the material I wanted to go over here. I'll have to save this for next week. Tons more news to cover. I don't know when I'm going to have time next week, though. It looks like I'm pretty much Monday I'll have a little bit of free time. But pretty much booked up all through next week with guests. So don't forget, tune in next week. Got some great guests coming up. Just want to assure everyone that the high prices we're paying at the pump has absolutely nothing to do with corporate profits. I know what you're saying. You're all awfully suspicious about ExxonMobil being the biggest grossing company on the planet, but seriously, there's no connection there whatsoever. And neither is there any connection between these high prices and the fact that we have seized the second largest oil reserves in Iraq. The contract being given over to Mobil, of course. There's no connection there at all. And there's no connection between the invasion in Afghanistan and the pipeline that's now being built across that region to exploit the oil and natural gas in the Caspian Sea.
I know it looks suspicious, but there's nothing to do with it. And I know you're also thinking, oh, wait a minute, how come Chavez is offering gas for 12 cents a gallon down in Venezuela, and we're paying such high price? Again, you're thinking too much. Stop it.
Get on the Prozac, and then it won't bother you, even if you are aware of it. Trust me.
See, that's all you got to do. Like Bertrand Russell said, you know, you'll be happy while yet being miserable, because the government will tell you you're happy. Just stop thinking. That's the key here. Don't think. All right? And you'll be fine. And you'll be happy, in fact, because the government will tell you that you're happy, that you're paying, hey, $6, $8, $10 a gallon. The sky's the limit. Ah, monopoly's a great thing, isn't it? You know, it was John D. Rockefeller who said competition is a sin. So they're just following his great philosophy by taking out people like Saddam and the Taliban, who posed a threat to their oil price-setting monopoly. Now with them out of the picture, ooh, yeah. Of course, you know, people like Al-Qaeda supporting Chavez is a big problem for them with those low prices he's paying. That's why we got to get the CIA down there. Like our good friend Mr. Pat Robertson said, we ought to get the CIA down there and assassinate this man. He's hurting my stocks. Amen. That's right. The Lord told me about that in vision too. That's what a real Christian does, you know. He only says verbally that he believes in turn the other cheek, but in reality, you want to kill these people that get in the way of your investments. That's right. Did you guys hear the latest scoop on him, by the way? He was advertising this health drink or something. I wonder if the FDA is going to regulate that. And he had some guy from Texas call in on the show one day, and he's pumping it up. Oh, it's great. Yeah, I lift weights, and it's helped me lose weight, and blah, blah, blah. So Pat Robertson flies him up, wants him to come on the show and talk about it some more. So he does. And then, you know, he goes back home to Texas. A few weeks later, he finds out that Mr. Robertson has been selling this stuff. He used to advertise it free on a show. You know, you can write in and I'll send you the recipe for this mix. Well, now that it caught on, it got big, now he's started marketing it, I guess, through General Nutrition Center, GNC. Well, the next thing you know, this guy finds out about this. Now he's mad. He says, yeah, what the heck's going on? He flies me up to Virginia to advertise this product free, and now he's making a profit off of it. So, you know, he called up Pat, and Pat's upset with him, and so he decided he's going to sue him. I don't blame him. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, Pat Robertson actually threatened his life. When he came up for the court hearing up in Virginia, Pat Robertson said, you know, you better shut your mouth or I forgot what he said, knock your head in or something like that. Again, that's just what you do when you're a Christian. You threaten people and call for assassinations.
Amen, brother. Well, I hope you all have a good weekend, and I'll be looking forward to you calling my 800 number to send some generous contributions for the Lord's work here at CBN. We'll see you next week. God bless y'all.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.